Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tarnisha. How may I help you?
I have a billing on my credit card, and all it says is shop and save, and I don't know who that was for.
Okay, no problem. I can search the system and see if we have an account for you. May I have your zip code, please?
97322.
All right, that was 97322 in that first and last name.
Pennington.
Okay. You said Pennington?
Pennington.
Okay, I didn't pull up an account with that last name. Not with the zip code either. Nope, not pulling up anything with an account with that name on it. Will this be your account or someone else placed the order?
I'm not sure what it's for, but it was on our credit card billing for shop and save. And then it had your number, and I just don't know who. I'd like to know who we bought from, or if we did buy something from them.
Okay. Well, Bio's been a third-party call center. We do service multiple merchants. So in order for me to know exactly what was bought, I'll have to get an account pulled up. Let me get you to spell that last name again for me. Let me see if I can search another system for you.
Pennington.
That was G or P T O N.
G T O N. Pennington.
Okay, and what would the first name be?
First name on the card is Robin.
And that's Robin?
Yes.
Okay, not seeing a Robin Pennington. Nope, not seeing that either. Okay, how much was the charge for? Make sure
$56.95 on February 28th.
And it wouldn't be any other last name, correct?
No.
Okay, nope, still doesn't see an account under that name. All right, so I tried by zip code, first and last name, and I also tried to see if I can see her name in the list from the 28th, and I was not able to pull up an account. The only other way that we'll be able to pull up an exact account, if we do have an account in our system, is by the last four digits of the credit card that was billed in the first six. Not the whole credit card, just first six and last four.
Last
And if
four
I
digits.
can't, and if we can't pull up an account that way, then the best bet after that will be to go through the bank to see what company charged you. But let's try this first and see if we can pull up an account.
Okay. I'll get my credit card here. Last four digits are 2056.
All right. Yeah, and that first six.
2056.
Okay, so I pulled up three names. Okay, do you know a Lee Pennington?
That's also a member on the card, yes.
All right, I have an account for a Lee Pennington. Can I get you to verify a shipping address for me?
Excuse me.
Can I get you to verify a shipping address for me, please?
115 Charlotte Street, Northeast, Albany, Oregon, 97322.
All right, so I do have that account pulled up, and it looks like it was for a sweepstakes for the tablet. They originally signed up back on the 23rd of January. During that time, they paid the $7.95 to enter. After that, they will be each month they bill for 56 to stay within the membership with a chance to win a tablet and also for a membership for their shopping discount store, in which they send a gift card out of $125 vouchers for them to shop on a discount store.
Okay, so I haven't received anything, so
It
I don't understand.
would have went to the email that is on file, which the email that we have is mcpenny@centurylink.net.
Right.
So all the
So
information contained to that would have went to that email.
okay. I don't remember purchasing anything online though. Yep. And this is that this went we got a billing last month for 52, I think it was, at $54, and then
Fifty-four
this month for
ninety-seven.
50, yeah, and then
And that's
this
just
month
due
for
to the
50.
fact that no one ever called in to cancel on it.
Okay, so are they shipping me something, or I don't know, I don't understand
Okay,
what's
so
going.
basically you signed up for a sweepstakes, a chance to win a tablet. In the meantime,
Right.
you also are now part of a membership to where each month they bill the 56 and they email you a $125 voucher for you to be able to shop on their discount shopping store.
Okay, can we cancel that somehow?
All right.
I'm not going to pay 50 some dollars for nothing I don't need, I don't get.
Got you. All right, let me one moment. All right, I went ahead and got that account canceled for you, and I also have account information number for you as well if you want to write that down.
Excuse me? I have trouble hearing you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I went ahead and got that account canceled for you, and I also have a confirmation number for you as well if you would like to write that down.
Okay, so it's been canceled then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's the number?
It's going to be CSN Charlie 259-116-518.
518. Okay, and so that has been canceled, and I will not get any more billings from them, right?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and I do thank you.
You've been very helpful. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Good morning, I guess, where you are.
Yes, sir. You have an awesome morning as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.